Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Well, here we are, only a few days before Christmas, and I'm so thankful you've tuned in to Psalms of Hope. You know, it's my desire that I will be a joyful part of your Christmas as you listen to modern-day psalms and Christmas music, and that you slow down and take a little time out of your Christmas rush. Well, on this program, I'm talking about Christmas Eve and some events of my own, as well as those from the Bible surrounding Christmas Eve. Although December this year was not an easy time for me, as I suspect happens to most of us at one time or another, it still holds a special place in my heart and memories. And if Christmas is difficult for you this year due to your circumstances, my desire is to help ease your loneliness and pain as together we look at the Christ child and his birth. I remember on a trip to Israel, our guide took us to the hills outside of Bethlehem. As we walked across the sparse pasture, we came across a softly mounded hill and suddenly found ourselves at the mouth of a cave. And to my surprise, the small entrance that we had to bend down to get in opened up into a really large cave that we could easily stand up in that would have held 30 or 40 people. Well, the shepherds would build a small fire just outside the entrance of the cave so that they could guard the sheep and yet enable them to spend the evening eating, resting, talking, sleeping. Perhaps the shepherds were even discussing the prophecies of the coming Messiah. It was known that all Jews, from the educated Pharisees to the poorer classes like the shepherds, knew the scriptures from Isaiah pertaining to the prophecies describing the coming of their long-awaited Messiah. Well, it was in front of these caves that the shepherds were resting with their sheep that fateful night that we call Christmas Eve over 2,000 years ago. And before we further discuss the events of that long-ago night of Christmas Eve, let's listen to that wonderful song, Silent Night.
Thank you. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Yes, silent night, indeed, a holy night. And as the song continues, shepherds quake at the sight. I imagine we would too if we saw what they saw. So just imagine with me, if you will, the quiet night, the low fire, the stars so numerous and seemingly close, as the shepherds gazed at them, discussing again the oft-repeated phrases from Isaiah about the Messiah. Yes, every Jewish boy would have learned the scriptures, and so they wondered, when would he come? How long must they wait? Yes, it was a night like any other night, until everything changed forever. Yes, you can read the whole story for yourself in Luke 2, verses 1 to 20. In fact, Luke says, God sent his top angel, Gabriel, to tell the shepherds the news. It was that important. Well, as the scriptures explain, Gabriel announced the birth of the Messiah, and then a multitude of angels filled the sky, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Oh, yes, that's the gift from God that we all need, his peace and his goodwill in our hearts. You know, in Jerusalem, the greeting is Shalom, which in Hebrew means peace. And when I looked up the Hebrew word for the definition of peace, one of the definitions is nothing missing, nothing broken. Oh, yes, my friends, that's why Jesus came to earth to be born in a manger, and then he chose to die so that he could give us his peace. So that he could fix those broken areas of our lives and help us find those missing pieces of love and joy and peace. Oh, yes, that's what he wants for us. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And then our world, too, will be changed forever. Well, now Julie Andrews sings for us, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Angels from glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. He who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship Christ the newborn King.
remember many years ago when I was reading the Christmas story about the shepherds to my young sons, and my younger son Randall asked, "What were their names?" Well, it took me by surprise. I was so intent on the story itself, and I said, "Whose names?" "The shepherds' names, Mom. The shepherds who saw the angels. What were their names?" Well, at that young age, he thought Mom knew everything. And so, of course, I would know their names. Well, I wondered, what were the shepherds' names? The Bible doesn't say, but their names were certainly known to God, who chose them to carry out his plan on the night of his son's birth. And then I thought, what purpose did the shepherds really have that night? Well, the message from the angels to them was so clear. Let's listen to it from Luke 2:12. "You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Well, it was their joy to be the first visitors to the manger after Jesus was born. And then the Bible says they went out and told everyone the good news, the Messiah was born. Well, there is no doubt that they were excited to be given that job by the angels. And I'm also reminded of the scripture from Jeremiah 1, where we learn that God knows our name. Yes, we may feel insignificant with no one knowing our name like the shepherds, but God knows our name. He knows us and he loves us. And I wish to remind you now, if you are lost, lonely, hurting, let Jesus help you. Let him fold his arms around you like the good shepherd that he is. He wants to comfort you and love you. Ask him to heal your hurting heart. He loves you so much. Well, this next song is a wonderful song about Jesus, and it's talking about him now lying in a cradle in a little house in Bethlehem. Here's Nat King Cole's as he sings, "A Cradle in Bethlehem."
Sing sweet and low a lullaby, till angels say amen. A mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem, while wise men follow through the dark a star that beckons them. Mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem. A little child shall lead them, the prophet said of old. In storm and tempest heed them, until the bell is tolled. Sing sweet and low amen. A mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem. a mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem.
Yes, Christmas time seems to be a time that God speaks to us through simple yet surprising events. Of course, the birth of the baby in the manger was probably the most surprising event in the history of the world. And one personal event that comes to my mind was some Christmases ago when I flew to Montana to be with my children and grandchildren. Getting on flights and driving in the snow left me with frazzled nerves. And yet the joyous greeting of my grandchildren made me forget all the hassle. Well, while I was there, I discovered a little country church that had a candlelight Christmas Eve service. And in the early evening twilight, we drove to the church in the falling snow. As we walked in, we were each given a little white candle to hold. The beautiful country church had been festooned with freshly cut fragrant greens from the nearby mountains. And the carols were so beautiful, and the pastor's Christmas story was relevant and timeless. But the highlight of the evening for me was when the ushers took a candle and lit each person's candle at the end of the aisle. Well, my young grandson Ramsey was at the end of our aisle with Katie next to him. As each person held their candle so the next person could light theirs, the pastor shared that we can share the light of Jesus with people in our world too. Watching the serious yet excited face of little Ramsey as he lit not only my candle but his sister Katie's, I knew this was what Jesus talked about, coming to him as a simple little child full of joy and wonder. You know, the word wonder, according to the Webster Dictionary, means astonishment at something awesomely mysterious or new to one's experience. Yes, it was remarkable to see this kind of wonder on my grandchildren's faces as they experienced the presence of the Christ child. Oh, friends, may we all move beyond the busyness of the season and seek and watch for those times of wonder and awe as we go about our rush days this Christmas season. May I encourage you to find a church somewhere to celebrate his birth? You'll be blessed as you do. And now here's a wonderful song, An Old-Fashioned Christmas. Note that it has a wonderful trumpet accompaniment.
Wants an old-fashioned Christmas, sitting with you by the fire, while the world's out shopping. I want to stop and remember Jesus. Light a candle for the lost world around me. Let's have an old-fashioned Christmas. Give each other one present. Wrap our hearts up in His love. Christmas.
Wonderful song. Did you enjoy the trumpet on that last song? I hope so. My husband Randy played the trumpet and it brought such joy to me. Yes, Christian music does enrich our lives and bring the presence of the Lord into our homes. This program not only goes to homes in the United States, but also broadcasts out of Jerusalem, where Jesus often walked, as well as Africa, India, all over the world. So just think, as you listen to the program, you were joined by thousands of hopeful hearts all over the world who are listening to my program. And if you wish to find out how to get Psalms of Hope on the internet and send that information to your friends, our announcer will give you that information at the end of this program. You know, one of the benefits of listening to Christian Christmas songs about Jesus is the joy it brings into our hearts. Knowing Jesus our Lord gives us the ability to tap into His joy, no matter what circumstances we have going on in our lives. And if you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart and be your Savior and Lord, I can't imagine a better time than this. That's why He came to earth, you know, to give you eternal life. In fact, it's so simple, some people miss it, thinking they have to do something hard to make themselves good enough. But no, Jesus invites us to come just as we are. Forgiveness is His gift. Well, you can pray a simple prayer like, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. And the most wonderful thing happens inside of you. If you pray that simple prayer with all your heart, Jesus the Christ, the God of the universe, who created heaven and earth, will indeed come into your heart and abide in you. And then He makes a wonderful promise that's recorded in John 14:27, where Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And then I hope that you will find other Christians where you are, so you can study the Bible and pray with them together and learn more about Jesus and the peace that He has for you. And you know what's so wonderful? If you prayed that prayer right now to invite Jesus into your heart, this Christmas won't be the same as all the others. You will have more joy and peace than you've ever had. And remember, because you prayed that prayer, someday you will be in heaven with Jesus forever. And so, dear friends, remember, God loves you with an unconditional love that will keep you forever and always.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.